Being someone's companion does not make you their pack mule. Hi, this is Coach Sarah, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is Sarah Axelrod. I'm a run coach and a lover of poetry, and I'm here to put the fun back in profundity. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached in love. And if you need an anchor to hold on to as you move through a tough situation, you've come to the right place. Today's mantra is, that's not mine. That's not mine. My husband and I were great lovers of Philip Pullman's The Golden Compass when we were kids. And we recently tried watching the HBO adaptation of the book series. It was a bit of a disappointment, but those are takes that belong on a different podcast. I remember that part of what enchanted me so much was the idea of every human possessing a daemon, an animal manifestation of the soul. I remember wondering when I read The Golden Compass what animal my daemon would be. I liked dogs and the idea of a dog who would live as long as I did. And so when I put myself in the main character Lyra's shoes, a dog companion is what I imagined. Reflecting back with a more adult and therapy-assisted perspective on myself, I may have been more right than I knew. My dog growing up was an endlessly loving creature, one who always wanted everyone to be happy and wagged and snuggled that happiness into being whenever she could. When she did something bad, she cowered and shivered in her guilt over disappointing the people she loved most. All that dog wanted was to love and be loved. And for us to be happy, both with her and amongst ourselves. And indeed, here I am at age 33, trying to recover from years of chronically putting myself last. Maybe I'm less of an insecure puppy and more of an emotional pack mule. That might be too heavy for you. Here, let me carry it. Is anyone around here carrying more than I am? Well, let's fix that right now. Because if I am not carrying more than anyone else around me, who am I? While these instincts come from a place of empathy and wanting others to feel happy and loved and cared for and supported, they ultimately bring me to a pretty selfish perspective. To what extent am I really helping? And to what extent am I satisfying my own need to perform the carriage of the heaviest load? The good thing is this, though, something MK mentioned in the Big Romule podcast we released at New Year's. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you see how prevalent it is, you have it within you to slowly, slowly change the way you respond to the feelings and the instincts. When I think about the things I hope to do this year, I'm filled with optimism. I truly think it's going to be a great year. A great year in running, a great year in podcasting, a great year in continuing to grow this business, a great year in parenting, because even when individual moments can be very tough, overall, I love the four-year-old stage better than any other so far. And yet, I know that not everything will be great. Inevitably, there will be minor catastrophes. Potentially, there will be major ones, far away and possibly nearby. And while I want to do everything in my power to make the world a better place through my work and my consumption and my choices, it is my intention to cultivate better awareness of what is mine to do and what isn't. I still carry a heavy load, we all do, but I am not doing anyone any favors by carrying what is not mine. Does this sound like you? Well, here's the thing. Once you've felt the disproportionate weight of what you're carrying, that awareness is there to stay. Are you at your max capacity? Honor that. And when someone else's burdens present themselves to you, you can say to yourself, that's not mine. That's not mine. Repeat it to yourself as often as you need to, without judging or dwelling, kind of the way guided meditations tell you to note your thoughts and then let them go, without creating a narrative around them. That's not mine. Remember that declining to carry someone's weight for them doesn't mean you have to turn them away. You don't need to take their load in order to take their hand. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And if you need more reasons to believe that, follow at Morning Mantra Pod on Instagram and subscribe to the Coached in Love weekly newsletter.